Hifsanu lihivokach, we've been surprised to be shown, to be proven, Shagam Horosponim Enema Hamatorah Chorinaba with the same Hamatzis. Right? Okay? So we finally made it. No, we didn't make it yet either. Mahi Efer Hamatorah. So what is the goal? The target. Attack the sea, Rudolph is an average. So the goal is Rudolph is an average. Okay. So Kimisha Makar, the Kol Menucha, who Yemer Shabbos, the true source of the count of the Menucha we see expressed in Shabbos. So maybe Shabbos will give us a clue to understand exactly what is this. How many of our let's say the Indian Menucha is a Shabbos? Let's explain Menucha is a Shabbos. Okay. So, you know, Moshe Kelim, their main avodah was Menucha is a Nefesh. I remember Ram Chaim Levine Shlita Yeshiva in Chicago tells his father Blazer Levine Zippo Rocha was a rabbi in Detroit, and he was the Yerushev Rosh of the Bat Rabbanim in Detroit for many years. He was a Talmud of Kelm, and when he was Nifter, the Hispanian, they said that he spent, I think, 7 years, 10 years, 7 years, I think, working on the Menucha Nefesh. And since the way it was Nicker was when they had the Bad meeting, especially in the early years, and all the problems that they were approaching, like trying to really bang up all the problems of Kasher, etc., in the city, he never once lost them. Like, it could be the most horrible thing said to him, and the attacks and ambition and everything. Never once lost it. Never once. And he was able to, so he said, that's the Menucha Nefesh. Okay, Rena Yodal Riff. So it's not just like, you know, like stay. It's not just like stay calm. It's a whole different reality. Rena Yodal Riff Brachas Perakei Kosim. V'Havdala B'Chana Dasa. Chazal say that you say the bracha in the bracha of Chana Dasa. We add in the concept of Havdala. Yinei Shal Yinei Hadas. Ono Nachta Maskirim. Malas Hamenuchah. We had the Mahabla Ben Kodeshachah. So now, if you would have said Dov B'Chanan Das, they shall yaday Adas Anachnu. We understand Kedusha. We understand the Mahabla Ben Kodeshachah. Right? That would have been understandable to us. But the Ben Yehuda doesn't say that. He says that through Das they are come to understand and recognize Malas Hamenuchah. And Melech they can be Mahabla Ben Kodeshachah. So Menucha obviously is much more than just, you know, chilling out. If it's that's the Nakuda, we're going to understand Ma'alas HaMenucha, and we're, from there we're going to go and understand the Havdalah Ben Kodesh HaKol. So why is Das the Kli which allows us to recognize Ma'alas HaMenucha? Okay. So we already said before, Dasi and the Kudas Atzmus Shalom. That's the inner core of the person. We saw that person is able to, from that strength, that being that he has, comes out, he's able to encompass and understand, empathize, and impact. Okay. Now we have to new kanech. Seven the kuduzu olim chog as a mahagal. Gaderos oso me hazorus vachitonios. The person draws a circle which protects him from zorus and chitonios, from being superficial and from being disconnected with true reality. Okay, that's the Zorus. He's a stranger. So Hamayon Vagether Shnei Pulas Hadas. So what we're going to add right now is not only the Mayan, which allows him to flow out and to give, but also the Getter, which prevents him from coming disconnected with reality. Both of them are based on the concept of Das. So within this reality that he's allowed himself to travel in, and he's developing this wellspring of understanding, what happens is when you get yourself and you get the world based on your level of understanding, and you feel that you don't lose yourself in something else, that's the state of menucha. He puts a footnote over here. Before I try and explain this, do you have any idea what he's talking about?
That quote? I don't remember.
No, this whole paragraph.
Not exactly
sure. Okay, it's an honest answer. I was also going to say that. But I think I understand what he's saying, but I'm going to tell you up front that I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. You know, maybe this is what it's saying to me, but it's not necessarily what he's saying. It could be totally wrong. Right? So, let's work out a few things. Like, one of the points he's been developing in the in this last point about the Ha'aretz Panim and this idea of the Mayim, right, that the human being is given tremendous facility and ability to understand and to then take that understanding and be able to connect to others based on that. And what he's stressing right now is, number one, is that that's not something which is not intrinsic in the person. It's a mind-boggling thing, you know, our picture of ourselves, man in general, understanding man, is clearly much less than the reality of what man could be. One of the things we stress about Mashiach is the tremendous ability of Mashiach. He says, why is that so important to stress that? He says, I've said this over before, you probably heard it at some point in time. He says that allows us, that is going to teach us again how much man really is. You know, Adam Rishon was such a towering individual to the point that Malachim were ready to say Kedusha in front of him. And he stuck him to the Creator. The Bereshit put in us ability, but he's a Kibashim, you can create a world. Right? So there's tenets and there's limitations, and each generation we get more and more like Eingetzamt, we get more and more like, you know, shriveling and picturing that what we can't. We don't have that ability. And then you have a Yechidim, which, like, you know, seem to do it. Oh, they're exception. Part of the goal of Mashiach is that's normal. That's not the exception. That's real. Right? So it's intrinsic in the person. It's not something from the outside. Step number one. Medrash says, "Lachar Amar Libi Bakshav Fanai." So he's saying, "Ladavra Shemari." So tied to the pasuk, "Lachar," meaning not but to you, but about you. The Medrash understands it. Amar Libi, about you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Human being is speaking, and he's saying, "About you, Hashem, my heart says, seek Hashem." The puzzle is the farmer, the bee, back to Fanoi. So the matter is, Baksha Fanecha, Sarah Leimer. About Hashem, my heart, I, the human being, says about Hashem, I want to go seek him. Baksha Fanecha, let me go find his face. Hashem's counting it. Right? If it says Baksha Fanoi, Zatim Erish, Mikan, Shalim, Shalim, Yisok, Zat Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch has found inside our hearts. I don't have to go somewhere else to find him. I find him inside of myself. So that Mayan, which is there, is because the Russian put intrinsically into the human being a tremendous ability to be Mavkin, the Baruch. And that's intrinsically in us. So when we see that, we see ourselves as an extension of a Kodesh Baruch. So we don't, the next step is going to be, I don't want to be pulled out of myself and lose that clarity, because I'm looking outwards at the world, getting pulled into the world, I lose that awareness. So I'm able to interact with all the world, empathize with the world, understand the world, care about the world, impact the world with my mind like a Mayan, and not get pulled out of myself. So that's a tremendous interface, and still saying Mufta. That's the das of the Havdalah that we're referring to. But if I can have both those elements, so I don't feel pulled out of myself because I understand what I have here, even as much as I'm interfacing and impacting and understanding and empathizing. So I feel totally befius, but not being schlepped out. That's the state of manuka. So manuka is not that I'm just sleeping. Manuka is that I'm totally alive, totally effective, totally impacting. At the same time, that normally pulls you out of the state of manuka. No, I'm able to do that with manuka. Okay. Rabbi Daskadol, the Benaliyah, Megillah. True Menucha needs a tremendous amount of work, a tremendous amount of understanding. So Yerushalayim, Kiyam Nigrish, Kiyashketel, Yochal, Yigrish, Meimav, Refish, Retitz, Ein Shol Namar, Hashem, Elokai, L'Rashugim. If they can't push it, they can't rest. Other Meshach, Kovitz, and Asav, Moshna, Moshach, Mitzah. He's constantly pulled out into the world, and what everything is enticing and pulling and challenging and he's desiring. He's never trying to define his being. You're not going to be at rest. So that's probably our state of being to some extent. Right. Just give you like maybe, La Leno, a person that, you know, is diagnosed with a tremendous illness, and so the world loses its glitter. The world just doesn't entice anymore. Right? So finally, he's not being pulled outside of himself. On the other hand, he knows his life is going to be over in it shortly. So his reaction is to be being overwhelmed, or being able to like tap in for those moments with his being. Right? The real reality of, you know, I'm so happy to be, just happy to be. Because there's so much thing to contain in being. That's what Shabbos is going to offer. Shabbos is the idea to understand that being, not doing, just being, is a happy state. So I'm a menucha. But I can't be shut to anything outside of myself, because I'm not in a state of being. I'm in a state of, or if I feel that I'm being and I'm not, my being is not important, valid, it's not doing anything of value, that's also going to be scaring me. So the combination is that, okay.